Hey, you filthy animals. We have brand new Real Ass Podcast cartoon collection shirts out now on podcastmerch.com. Head on over there. Grab yourself a t-shirt or a hoodie. These are great. We have a Beavis and Butthead one that one of my good friends drew up for us. We also have a Tom and Jerry one and a Ninja Turtles one with Lewis as a Ninja Turtle and me as Krang. I love these shirts. They're so cool. They're only available during the month of April. And they're going to ship out starting May the 1st. So pick yourself up a limited edition shirt today or hoodie. And we have a bunch of classic designs. Check it out. And it's a great way to support the show. Now let's get into it.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Working Rattle Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, good morning, and a happy Friday from me, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. Lewis is in D.C. Doing shows with Big J, so I am running the show with the cream in my coffee, the Cholula on my pork rinds, the sprinkles on my ice cream.
I've never felt more wanted, Zach. Thank you.
Chris Vegas here. How you doing, buddy?
What's good, buddy? How's everything?
Thank you. I'm going to take blame. I am the reason today's show is late. I just got here. Today's Uber driver.
Did you fight him?
Oh, my God.
I inherit Lewis's
the show.
I'm the host of the show, I inherit Lewis's powers.
Yeah.
And today's was yelling, "Where the fuck are you going? Why are you going the other direction from where we are going?"
Yeah, why don't they just put it in their GPS?
He had it. I don't know. I saw a part of my neighborhood I've never seen before, and I've been there for 4 years. He just took me on a ride.
Yeah, I really don't like Uber drivers or Lyft drivers. No offense if you do that. But, you know, I was talking to one, and I was like, you know, have you ever ordered an Uber and then they're driving away from you?
Yes.
And you're like, yeah. And you're like, what the fuck? Come back. Like, what are you doing? And I go, what's that about? And the guy was like, oh, yeah, they do that on purpose because they want you to cancel it so that they don't have to pay. And I went, I'll never cancel that. I'll be late to whatever I'm going to just so I can see them keep going and go, you're going to have to cancel at some point. I'm doing this rodeo of who's going to have the worst night. Who's wasting their time more, me or fucking you, dude?
Or the guy who has unlimited time.
You think I don't have unlimited time? No one's waiting up for me.
We've all seen our acts. None of us have unlimited time.
I really only have 8 minutes.
That's double what I heard you have.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. I'm doing better. I didn't freak out. I'm okay. We're going to have a great show today. We have two great guests on top of having Chris host with me today. We have Brendan Sagalo.
Hey, what up?
Thank you so much from the Here's the Scenario podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is your first time on Rap, right?
Yeah.
We have Lily Michelle. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You've been excellent on every other show we've had you on here, so I'm glad you got called up.
Yeah, I always do it with Brendan.
Yeah, yeah. She insisted. And yeah. I went, you know what? Yeah, let's go in. I think I'm a little too big for this show now, but...
You really are a conduit to the female comedy community.
What are you talking about?
I don't
wear condoms with the female comedy community.
No one liked that.
There's someone at home
that liked that.
There's someone there that liked no that. There you go. We got the ones and twos going.
No, you do.
What do you mean?
You bring out... You stand up and you represent the female comedy community well. You make sure that, like, you talk about...
Thanks, Brendan.
...chicks and you bring them on shows and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was giving you a compliment, fuckface.
No, I know. I just don't understand it. I don't understand the compliment because I bring... Yeah, who else have I...
I feel like you are always, like, I don't know, talking to... I admire that about you.
I know, but I don't know what you're saying... about me that you admire.
Like, you always talk about funny chicks, or
yes,
like you bring chicks.
And I'm always standing.
You suggest,
up.
You're always drugging
them and raping them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I just want to be around boobs more that aren't mine or Zach's.
Oh, boy. Are we going to have a fun day? Let's get plugs out of the way. Hit that plug music in the booth. Lily, what do you want people to check out?
You can follow me at Lil's Michelle. And then I have a weekly stand-up show called Peaches and Cream.
If
you're in the New York area and want to come.
That's a good show.
Thanks. Check that out,
and I'll be on that soon, right?
Yeah.
Sag Daddy to God, check me out. Twitter, Brendan Sagalow. Instagram, Brendan Sagalow. Twitch, I've been playing a lot of scary games. I've been playing a lot of, people have been buying me horror games, and I've been playing them, and it's frightening. So follow me on twitch.tv/sags2riches. And also, I will be at Comics in Mohegan Sun the 15th and the 16th with one Mike Cannon. And then my other sugar daddy, Mike Feeney, is taking me to Soul Joel's on the 22nd. And I am headlining the Brokerage in Long Island the 13th and the 14th. So just come out, BrendanSagalow.com. Thank you.
Man, you really have a fucking divorced parents fucking comedy schedule. Fucking two Christmases Sagalow over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Chris, what do you want people to get eyes on?
Chris from BKLYN on Twitter and Instagram. And then just check out one of my podcasts, High Society Radio or Notes of a Goon.
Hell yeah. Guys, check me out on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. Back up Twitter, ZA Spook Show. My premiere of my movie Shakespeare Shitstorm is tonight at the Museum of Moving Image. But that shit sold out, bitch. Will be at the Cinema Village here in New York City this weekend, as well as Film Noir in Brooklyn, which is a really cool little theater that used to be a funeral home. And that'll be there all week. We're going to be doing Q&As. I'll be showing up at a few of the screenings. And then Lewis and I will be at the Stress Factory in New Jersey on the 22nd. And if you want to bring up Lewis's dates real quick, let's get him plugged. If you are in the D.C. area, Lewis is featuring for Big J all weekend. Next weekend, he will be at the Seneca Casino in lovely Niagara Falls, New York. Then the aforementioned New Brunswick gig. Then we're going to be at Zany's in Chicago, April the 28th. Comedy Connection in Rhode Island. Hyenas in Fort Worth and Dallas. Ontario Improv in California. Et cetera. If you like the show, please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Leave a positive comment if you can. It means a lot. Check out Lewis on Twitch. And, of course, you can get a Gas Digital membership. Promo code RAP, R-A-P. Get you a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. And it's the best way to support the show.
Yeah.
So, are we going to talk about this Chris Rock Will Smith?
What happened?
That's what I love the people putting out their takes like 3 weeks later.
Yes, still.
Man, if that were me, hey, do not try to come up and slap me because I will fight you. That's every take I've heard is don't come up and fight me. I will slap you. Where it's like, would you? I'll go up there right now and slap the shit out of you.
I feel like I just wanted Chris Rock to go, did I just get slapped by the genie from Aladdin?
Yeah, of course.
Like, or so, I just wish he was a little funnier.
Oh, I didn't really mean to come up, like, bring this
no,
up.
No, I really mean it. My anger is that no one was funny in the situation.
Well, here's what's very funny about this, is that it's one of those things where it's like the timeline of things that have happened is always like something happens, people talk about it for a few days, and then it becomes like a stop talking about this, you're a hack if you keep talking about this, and then it dies. Whereas this, it's there's something fighting that where it's like, no, this is insane. This is very, very publicly crazy. So there's a part of me, I should say, that is like, wants to talk about it and then goes like, I'm done. We've talked about it for 2 weeks.
And then you, like, bring it up on a podcast.
Well, I was bringing it up as a joke, but it's there. And now I'm like earnestly talking about it. And that's how I do this.
I know. I feel like we all just watched a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah. I mean,
because that's two glitches, it wasn't fighting. It wasn't supposed to happen like that.
That's what Chris Rock should have said. Just after he got hit, he's like, it wasn't supposed to happen like that.
All right. Let's do our first story. I like this one. I'm very excited. Chris, you want to read this first headline?
Black Virginia high school teacher sues white 10th grader for leaving a banana in the doorway of his classroom for months.
Kids are so fucking cruel.
Was he trying to slip them like Mario Kart?
No. We all.
But why didn't anyone pick it up if it was there for months?
Yeah. It would no longer look like a banana. Yeah.
My guess is this was continued psychological warfare.
Yeah.
Kids are really good at that shit. The psychological warfare of stuff. They have no souls. They don't care.
I went through a prank war with a teacher. And there is, you have nothing but time.
I have nothing but time.
You have 4 years. If you start at the beginning of high school, you have 4 years to plan things. Oh, and I had a teacher who was in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
He's a cool guy.
You built stairs to his classroom?
No, one time I went to his house and covered up his ramp.
Oh, my God. With what? Banana peels?
No, we just blocked it off so that he couldn't get up his right. It was
damn kids. Night.
But he so would like cruel. he would do shit to, like, he put a rotten egg in my backpack. Like, we would just pick shit to do to
that's
each other.
A good prank.
So I bought a bottle of clam juice and I put it on my grandmother's radiator for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And then I knew where he got his coffee.
Oh,
the librarian
God.
Made his coffee.
Yeah.
And like a big like thing. So I was like, hey, I have a prank war with Mr. Name Redacted. And
Professor Name Redacted.
Yeah. And I will do something to his coffee. And she just sees me take out this bottle of white liquid and she thought I was pouring cum in his coffee.
She's like, Zach, you crazy. You're
no,
gonna win
just
this prank
screaming.
War.
Screaming.
Oh my God.
And so I was, you had that much cum saved up?
And it was so like liquidy.
Also like looking at you, I would be like, this kid does not care if I see his cum.
it was like a hot sauce bottle full.
Yeah, like a small bottle of clamp. That's a lot of cum.
I mean, not at that time. Not at 16.
Now, when you poured the clam cum inside of his cup, like, would that make him sick?
Well, I mixed it up so it looked like milk.
Yeah, but that would give him diarrhea immediately, right?
I mean, he probably filled the bag a few times that day. And so he just wheeled. He was my first period teacher, and he just wheeled in that morning. And he was from Georgia. And he goes, now I want everybody to know I need my coffee in the morning. And I don't take a sip. I take a big chug.
Oh, my God.
And today someone put clam juice in my coffee.
How did he know it was clam juice?
I think the librarian wound up telling him after he took his first big sip and spit it out.
Good for her for being like,
she was
well,
like, that's clam juice. And he's like, are you hitting on me?
Yeah. Well, I saw the kid pour the clam juice in your drink. You should have told me that before I took the sip. That's
no, I think everybody was in on it. Everybody was. He had prank wars with like 5 different people going.
Yeah.
And I think it was just my time to shine.
That is not, it's not good to have multiple prank wars with people.
Yeah, how come the teacher in a wheelchair was like, let me prank these students?
Yeah,
they can never get me.
Unlimited sympathy. He was like, he was not only was he in a wheelchair, he was in a wheelchair from serving in the Navy.
Denny's.
Yes.
He's getting arrested for fucking one of the kids. He's like, it was a prank war.
That was a different teacher.
Yeah,
that was the best day of my life.
There were rumors in my high school that teachers were banging students, and the teachers that the rumors were coming from, you could totally see it. If it was the wheelchair guy, I'd be like, no way.
There was a guy
can't even get laid in this high school.
This guy with bad hair plugs in my high school, and everybody was like, he's fucking these girls. And then 2 years later, he got arrested for fucking girls.
We had a teacher, Mr. Name Redacted. Who was
they gonna stop hiring these people with that these fucking real problems,
these Polacks. he was a middle school teacher who would take the kids to see like the new Star Wars and everything, and if you weren't in his class, I wasn't in his class, so we would joke around with a buddy of mine who was like his best friend. He was like, oh man, Mr. blah 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 is so cool, he brought toys to class, he's taking us to see Star Wars. When he took them to see the Phantom Menace when it came out, all my other friends were like, this dude's a pedophile, dude. We were like just joking. We were like, yeah, I bet you do love sucking his balls, you know. And he's like, no, it ain't like that, it ain't like that. And then he got arrested for being like a pedophile.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Annie
Thompson Middle School in Syosset.
My wife went
look
to,
it up
Chris, you'll know this. You know where my wife went, right?
Yeah, she went to Madison, right?
She went to Horn Dog High.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's officially named by the newspaper as Horn Dog High because so many of her teachers
got caught. Like, yeah, there was two teachers that got caught by the janitor. Two female teachers diking out
during an assembly.
Yeah.
Are the female teachers hot? Because
that is kind of hot to like during an assembly to like go fuck.
That's so hot.
Yeah.
That is hot. That is hot.
We've talked about it.
Are they hot though?
Yeah, they were good looking.
Yeah, they were pretty.
I'd like to enroll in Horn Dog High, please.
Can you in the booth? Sir, can you look up the Horn Dog High?
You are 30 years old. Let's do a back to school. My version of back to school where I just get laid the entire time. Students. Yeah.
No, this is a different one. This is a this is a different teacher.
Yeah, she was just fucking students.
Yeah, so she was fucking students, and then there was a guy. There was a guy teacher who also got arrested, and she looked him up the other day, and he got arrested for kiddie porn recently.
Well, what's so bad about watching two cats have sex? Anyway, so she was.
They hate your bits.
They don't hate my bits. No one hates them.
They hate your
bits. Hell yeah. Do four sex scandals rock one hanky panky high school.
Nice.
That's him?
I mean, that's not a good look.
High school.
He's not cute.
He looks like Bobby Hutch.
He looks like Bobby Hutch dressed as Tim McLaughlin.
Yeah.
That's a very specific joke.
Yeah.
Five people. What are you going to do? Oh, hell yeah. Guys, I am happy to talk to you about one of our favorite sponsors.
Dude, I'm so mad that this is not a sponsor for one of my shows.
Chicken Skin. Chicken Skin is a great way to satisfy your crunch snack craving. And
I want all of those flavors.
To carb-heavy snacks such as chips and popcorn with zero carbs per serving. Guys, you get fried chicken, right? What's the best part? The skin. Chicken Skin is 100% organic chicken skin sourced fresh and gluten-free.
Dude, I want some of the Jamaican jerk right now. Unfortunately, he's in D.C. with Big J.
They have original salt and vinegar, buffalo wing, chili lime, salt and pepper, Jamaican jerk, clucking hot and cheese. Guys, it's like pork rinds, but chicken, and there's no carbs. They're delicious.
Chicken's healthier for you than pork.
Absolutely. You can have as a snack on its own, a salad topper, which of course I'll be doing, or, I mean, I don't know who would do this, as nachos if you really want to zack out. Please go to chickenskin.com, that's chickenskin.com, and use the promo code RAP20 for 20% off your first order. Guys, that's chickenskin.com, promo code RAP20, and check it out. And let's get back into the show.
Hey,
can you tell us more about this banana, please?
Was it one banana, or was it a new banana every day?
Because that's psychological warfare.
If it's a new banana every day... I mean, if I'm black, I'm going, I'm just going to eat these bananas. I would be like, I'd be so into that. I'd be like, sure, I get what they're doing, but honey.
I don't think you would.
Save the money. Of course I would.
No, but
look,
he would eat the banana and leave the banana peel. He wouldn't just leave a banana.
That's not true. It was a full banana.
Oh.
So take the banana.
So the student.
That's awesome.
Take the banana.
Over the course of 6 months, at least once a month, someone left the banana by the door of his classroom, and he said that there are only a few black teachers in the school, so he feels like this is obviously like a racially motivated thing. You could share this, and it's a picture of where the banana was put and then what the teacher looks like. So
it's just a shy kid being like, I want to give
I want to be
Mr.
racist,
Mungo,
but not in an obvious way.
His name is Joel Mungo, which is not a really good name for someone who is, you know. I don't know.
Hey, anyway, Mr. Mungo.
Here's a banana. Here's a banana, Mr. Mungo. What if it's just a shy kid, you know, just leaving it on the door?
No, asshole kid.
I like to think the better of everyone. So obviously there's no racism in the world. And this is just a shy kid giving a hungry teacher his breakfast, and he can't. What if at the end of the year he goes, did you get my bananas?
I like that he was also leaving a penny in front of the door of the Jewish teacher, and the teacher was just like, free pennies.
Yeah. I've made $10,000 this year. I don't know.
Is there any more to the story?
How they found out which kid it was they found on the school surveillance footage one of the kids walking down the hallway with a banana. So I guess they pinned it on him.
It could be anybody. The teacher, I eat a banana every day.
Yeah.
The teacher said that he is the only black teacher that this kid has. So that's kind of what they're using. But he was
also, is there no cameras in the school? Sorry to interrupt.
That's where this footage came from.
Somebody stole them.
From the camera.
But did they see the kid? They saw the kid walking with a banana. Did they see him put the banana down?
It doesn't say it. You can
How
share
great
this.
Would it be it if just... it was racist, but it was benevolently racist? He was like, well, I heard black people have more hypertension. I figured the potassium would help you out.
Yeah, yeah.
Or what if he was trying to do the thing where, you know, they give a teacher an apple to be nice, and he was like, oh, I'll just...
Yeah.
A different
banana. Yeah, he's like, well, you give a white teacher an apple. What do you give a black teacher? Banana.
I was watching soccer games. And now, it seems like it's bananas.
What if they're like, we knew it was the kid because he had a he was dressed like Diddy Kong. He had a red hat and a red tank top, and he was also a monkey.
So once they found out that it was this kid, they suspended him for 2 days. The kid's parents were irate, but the teacher was upset because he feels like it's too light of a punishment for how bad this crime is, and that's when he decided to actually sue the kid.
I mean, it is a shitty punishment for that, but don't, I mean, the kids are gonna be a fucking kid.
Can you sue a kid?
I guess you sue the family.
Yeah. That's like insane.
How much did he get awarded?
He got
10,000 bananas.
Yeah. He gets paid in bananas. Yeah.
A year of feeding a tire swing.
The kid at the court is just like, Your Honor, it was a bit.
Your Honor, I was just doing a bit. I was just joking.
They settled for a small kid.
He was the sign language teacher.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough.
It was a deaf kid. He kept dropping bananas when he was trying to talk to the teacher.
I would love to hear what this kid's got to say. I would love to sit in the jury on this.
I think if you're him, you just deny.
Yeah,
if
you go, no,
no footage of you putting the banana down.
Yeah.
What? How are they?
You go, Mr.
Are they going to fingerprint the banana?
He calls him Mr. Monkey. Oh, I mean, Mungo. Sorry. How do you know it's me? I have a lot of black friends. I have four black teachers. I'm having fun. I don't know about you guys.
All right. I want to keep a pin on. I want to know if this lawsuit goes through. You guys hear about Mike Tyson's gummies?
Mike Tyson was just at the stand the other night too.
Really?
Man, I don't know.
That's a hilarious place to hear him say.
Wait, what's his gummies? What do you mean?
So he sells weed. Yeah, he sells weed, so he has weed gummies now.
Okay.
And they're shaped like ears.
Oh, that's funny. That's really good.
But,
I thought you meant gummies like cocaine gummies. You have to put the weed on like that.
it
comes in a powder. Yeah. No, this is THC. You just have to rub it above your teeth.
Dude, the weirdest, I don't want to say what club we were at or the other person I was with, but we may have had a bag of something. And there was this weird kid that was hanging out at the club with us, but we let him hang out with us because he had drugs.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, you know, we broke open the bag to, you know.
And there was a banana.
And then the kid went, oh, I brought you something, and handed us another empty bag. And goes, you can do that with this one too.
What?
And I was like, no.
He brought an extra empty Coke bag for you to rub on your gums?
Yes.
That is strange.
Isn't that oddly gay?
To be like, this was my old Coke bag if you want to rub this on your gums?
Yes.
I did all the Coke. You please rub this on your gums?
Yeah. I don't even understand the rubbing on the gums part. I did that a couple of times and, you know.
It just makes your gums numb.
Yeah, I don't want to feel like I'm at the dentist.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
Although I've always said I would love for that chair with the gas, just bring that into the planetarium.
Oh,
That'd be dope.
Oh, yeah.
You get so high on that shit.
I was laughing at a fly one time at the dentist's office, and they're like, we got to turn this on.
Yeah,
I was like, this is the funniest thing
ever.
Joker
gas, right? Yeah, but doesn't that stuff, like, can't that kill you? Don't they have, like, monitor it? Is that stuff?
Yeah, I think that could fuck you up. The laughing gas?
Yeah, they had to turn it down on me once because I like went in on an empty stomach and they were like, what do you want to listen to? I just put on some like weird trip hop and I just started bugging out in the chair. And they were like, Chris, we have to turn this down.
Yeah, please stop playing Insane Clown Posse.
No, it was Toki Monster. She's a Japanese DJ that I fuck with when I want to get high on nitrous.
Nice. Hell yeah. What an existence. What an existence.
I just blast Mumford & Sons and they're like, actually, we just don't like the music.
Yeah, yeah. Like, please turn this down.
You have horrible taste, man.
We're sick of stomping on the ground. Every song.
And then I'm just high. And I'm like,
you have no tooth right here.
I'm very combative when I'm put down for surgery. I try to fight the doctors.
I will let anybody do anything.
Yeah, I'm
the minute they put that on me, I'm like, let's go.
No, I woke up from surgery and tried to fight two doctors because I didn't know where I was.
Oh my god!
And I tried to pull my IV out.
And what surgery?
And then I yelled at my mother.
Oh my leg? God! You're,
yeah,
hold your IV out.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's like some like
disgusting
monster shit. Like, ah!
Yeah, what, yeah, are you, Walter White?
That, I was just—I don't know. I don't remember it. I was fucked up, but I was—I get a little, I get a little jumpy.
I hate when you're doing the sleeping gas because I got my wisdom teeth all taken out and they put the sleeping gas on me, and I was—it's
so salty and bleachy.
I was wake up. I don't. Oh, that's funny. I thought you were being serious, and I was like, I think you're—you. They put cum in your mouth. Which is your exact joke.
It was rotten clam juice.
It was your exact joke. And the guy fucking was talking to me the entire time. I hate when they do that. I hate when
so
they
gotta
like
listen. You gotta blast trip hop, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Let's blast.
I'm zoning, bro. Fucking just drill these teeth.
Yeah, the guy's like, "Do you watch sports?" I think he was trying to keep me up, and I'm like, I don't like it. So,
yeah, but when they put you under for like anesthesiology, you do wake up in the middle, even though you don't remember it. So I woke up during my knee surgery.
Yeah, I woke up during foot surgery, and I tried to get off the thing. I was just like, gross. Oh, you guys are done? I literally stood up, and they were like, no. And I just remember the guy hitting the thing. And
yeah.
This is so disgusting, this whole conversation. I hate surgery. I hate opening things. I hate waking up during surgery. Yeah. I hate the thought of that. It makes me puke.
But you don't remember it.
Yeah, so...
Shannon, bring up somebody waking up during surgery.
Oh, don't do that.
I woke up during my breast augmentation surgery,
nice.
And I remember it.
Oh, really?
Because I spoke to the doctor, and I said, I can feel that. It was when they were stitching me up.
Oh, my God.
And then they put me back down.
Was the doctor like, I'd like to feel that?
Well, there was also a thing where someone was recording the doctors when they were doing a surgery on them, and then they were talking shit about the patient.
That's fine.
That's pretty funny.
I think that's
That was
fine.
Also Shannon.
Yeah.
But she really
needed
these,
look at the
tits.
Huh? Look at these tits.
I feel like if you're putting in tits, you get a free squeeze, right?
You got to make sure, like, they're settled.
Yeah.
You gotta be like, well, have to touch them.
Yeah, you have to check your work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make sure they feel right, and they're not like... There's no air pockets.
Okay. But then if you're doing
you gotta
that...
You got to smooth them out.
Yeah.
So we're going to do like the breast augmentation around 7 a.m. And then around 8:30 when you get up, I'm going to put my penis in between your breasts just to see how it feels. Just to check.
I think I could come like this.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Shannon, if this is too lewd of a question, you are welcome to tell me to go fuck myself.
Okay.
After you got your boobs done, were you psyched to titty fuck?
No.
Were you like
girls
final.
Don't like to titty fuck.
But men don't like to titty fuck either.
No.
Yeah, we actually were talking to a guy yesterday.
Yeah,
Lieberman was in here talking about how much he loves to. He had only fucked dudes until he discovered titty fucking videos on the internet.
Then he'd love me.
And then he'd love titty fucking.
Because I'm a dude with tits.
I think guys ask me for it. Or like in like
I can
texting.
Understand. Look, I retract my entire theory.
I always felt weird when girls like try to like do, and it's like, well, it's not really doing much. It looks cool. This is a cool visual.
Yeah. You know what the best part about it is? The coming on her face.
But you're
that's
not
the best part.
On our you're coming on our neck, like under our chin.
Whatever. The coming on the chin part. That's the best part. The titty fucking is like, I'd rather this be
just,
in a
you
vagina.
Just lift your head up, stick her neck to her chin.
There's also something hot about them holding their tits together while you fuck it. Never mind.
Yeah, it's
never mind
awesome.
What I said. Yeah, it is awesome. It is awesome. And I bet it's sad that it doesn't feel good for you guys.
Yeah.
First of all,
you guys care? That's
I care. I care. I go, I really wish this felt good for you.
It's something that's better when you have a little dick.
Wait, you don't love this? You don't love me mashing
You don't love this?
Together?
You don't love the top of my thing?
Also,
like that.
You're like naked, like right here, and they're just lying. It's not, there's no good. It's like 69ing sucks. Like, it's not fun for us
Hell
ever.
Hell yeah. What? 69ing does not suck either.
It does suck for a guy.
You're saying it's not fun to have balls on your sternum?
Yeah.
You're not to, like, do on a top.
If you're on top, you have to do
you're
a plank.
You're not laying and on the person. You're laying side by side and doing it. You're not fucking... I'm not.
Who's on your side 69ing? What are you, 70 years old?
What do you stand... What do you lay on top of them?
No, I hold her like the Undertaker.
Yeah. Yeah. Tombstone. Yeah. Yeah, you stand up walking to the bank.
I play the music the whole time.
You're bong.
Oh, yes.
I just sat on my balls. Ow.
Yeah, 69ing sucks.
I like it.
Disagree.
I like it. I'll put my fucking...
Yeah, because guys like it. Because you guys get to lie there and you get pussy in your face. And then
yeah, we love pussy in our face. That's what guys love. I do love that.
Yeah, but he does.
But I will say...
What are you
saying? But stop. Don't use that. You all saw how she used that. Yeah, because you guys get pussy in our man. Yeah. We don't get dick. Look, it's not my problem that you might be, you know, repressed a little bit. I think a lot of women like dick in their face. Shannon?
Shannon?
I mean, you're asking the wrong person.
You are. But also, I'm not a huge fan of 69ing either, though. I feel like one thing at a time.
Yes, that's how I got
lectured by... Yeah, that was a bad year for Shannon.
I feel like I got lectured by multiple women for saying 69ing is overrated, like, recently.
69ing is cool because it's a little... It's like a little kind of, like, out there thing. You're not like... You're like... If sex starts getting boring, you go, look, I'm just going to put my dick in her mouth and then I'm going to go down to the pussy and then we'll be 69ing each other. You only do it for, like, two, three minutes. I'm not... Coming to complete... We're not coming to completion, although that would be hot if you both came at the same time.
Yeah, that's never happened for you, but one day.
Are we recording? Yeah. Is this podcast going?
There's a, like, yeah, no, 69ing rules. When you have the right vagina and you can lick her clit and your nose is in her asshole, yes, it's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Okay, that's the smallest.
He's got a adjustable bed.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, folks, when it's me, it's not 69ing, it's 64ing. Okay. Next story. Let's go.
No, I refuse. Shannon, you weren't like... You weren't like, holy shit, here's a new thing I can do?
Oh, titty fucking? No.
Mm.
No. Why'd you even get them? Jesus Christ. What a waste of money.
Because I had, like, literally a flat chest before, so I was excited to just be, like, normal in clothing. That's what I was happy about.
I want to get it.
Because you were the front desk girl at a gym, and you were going to do better.
No, she was the desk.
Is that not true, Shannon?
I wasn't the front desk girl at a gym.
I thought you were.
She was the rear door girl at the gym.
Did you work at a gym, though?
It's a weird thing.
No, she used to fuck a guy named Jim for
I did work at a fitness center, but it's a whole different... It's not a gym. It's a whole weird thing.
Oh, yeah. It's fitness dick between them titties.
She worked at a jam.
Right in the center.
I'm sorry, Shannon. Man, I'm late and just abusing Shannon sexually. The student has become the master.
Are we still, like, on the banana thing?
No, we're talking about Mike Tyson gummies. No.
Oh, the gummies.
And we haven't gotten to it. Lily, so you want to get a reduction?
Yes, I do. I have a...
You have back problems?
Yeah, it just start sucks.
Just have a better back. Oh, work your back out. Yeah.
Do back extensions.
The thing is with, like, having big tits is, like, it's only fun when you're having sex. The rest of the time, it's just, like, what about carrying when you're, this, like, weight around.
What about when you're, like, getting free shots from bartenders? That's got to be pretty all right.
Yeah, that doesn't really happen that often. Like, yeah, one time I tried to get a bartender's attention by flicking my nipples, and it didn't
work. Also approaching 30. It's like, that's not going to happen
27.
For her anymore. I would say this. I think it's awesome because also... when you dress up and when you go to weddings and stuff, you get to be fucking like this.
But it sucks when, like, if you have fake tits, they kind of stand up on their own and you don't have to wear a bra. But I have to figure out how to, like, make sure my tits look good in a dress.
And I feel like the bride resents when girls look banging at the wedding.
Fuck the bride. I'm paying all this money and I'm, like, taking my night
girls
out.
Girls have,
come
like,
here.
Rocking tits at a wedding.
You make your tits look great at that wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going
to
wear
them. And the bride and her family are like, look at this whore trying to get attention at my little girl special day.
I always dress like a whore at weddings. I wear, like, the sexiest dress possible. And then I'm like, hi.
I have a wedding coming up.
I have so many weddings. Like, they're banked up from the fucking pandemic. I fucking hate a wedding.
I'm not into weddings.
I don't really like them that much. Yeah,
I used to like them because I like to black out and dance, but now I don't do either because I don't drink and dancing is stupid and gay.
I like to dance, but like, I don't, it's never fun when you're in heels at like wearing a dress and then it's like,
I just don't like having to go to a place. My buddy's getting married in like Hudson Valley. He's lived in Brooklyn his entire, I was like, three and a half, just get married in Bermuda. I'll take a fucking plane. I gotta rent a car, three and a half fucking, fuck that.
Yeah.
Then it's 200, fuck.
Yeah, but open bar, right?
$200 to rent a car, $200 for the room, $200 gift. I'm not drinking $600 worth of booze. I can get a handle of Jim Beam and get loaded myself.
That sounds like, that. If I was drinking, that would be the competition. I would go, I am drinking $600 worth of booze tonight. And then doing some fucking Mike Tyson gummies, if you know what I'm saying. And some Mike Tyson lines.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Some Mike Tyson bumps?
Yeah. I'm doing some bumps. Yeah. Shaped like little ears.
I went to a
we're going to add a laugh track, right? Yeah. Are we going to add a laugh track to my jokes? Because I'm on fire.
I don't know if you're on fire.
Whoa!
I wish you were on fire.
I'm 100% on fire because we just set fire at the same time. So, you know, just saying.
I went to a very, very Jewish wedding. And there was a sect of like super Jews. And they flipped out because people started smoking weed on the dance floor.
Whoa.
And I watched like a culture war happen. And I knew it was going to be a very Jewish
wedding. They started cutting off babies' foreskins. Culture war
between like the very like
the people that smoke weed on the dance floor of a wedding.
The very, very conservative.
That care about their safety deposit.
The safety deposit?
Or I mean, their deposit.
The venue. I don't think anyone cares. I mean, you really think you're going to have to pay the venue because somebody...
I think you called this a hot box. Is this anti-Semitic?
Yeah, especially if the place is Jewish. They're going to be like, not getting that back.
I knew it was going to be a very Jewish wedding because when the bride's father spoke, this was his whole speech. He goes, what did I do except sign my name to a few checks? It was such a fucking fuck you to the groom's dad.
Yeah, yeah. Who's supposed to pay for the wedding? The
bride's father.
Bride's father.
Mm. Yeah, fuck. I mean, that's basically a dowry in that community.
What do you mean?
Like, you just got to do that. Like, religious Jewish, they still go to that. They still go by that rule. I don't think anybody else
I think people still go by
that. Not in my fucking experience.
Yeah.
Or they'll split it, but usually the bride's side will pay more.
Oh.
But if that's if they want, like, an extravagant wedding.
Do you want a big wedding?
I want a party. I want to have, like, a huge party. I don't want, like, my family to be at this party. Yeah. Like, I think I'd have a small wedding with the family, and then I'd have, like, a fun wedding with the, like, friends.
You don't want to mix the two.
I'd be down to mix the two a little bit, but, you know, I don't want my, my Middle Eastern family seeing a bunch of comics.
Yeah. A bunch of people being like, can I do time?
A bunch of Jews smoking weed on the dance floor?
Yeah.
And then Jafar tries to steal you.
Yeah. Jafar.
All right. So Mike Tyson's gummies, can't sell them in Colorado.
Because they're
in Colorado, you cannot shape weed gummies like humans, fruits, or animals.
Oh, because then kids would eat them.
I would can you shape them like guns?
That makes sense.
I assume so.
That makes sense. Wait, but so where can you do that? Where is
in Colorado, it is illegal to sell gummies shaped like people, fruits, or animals.
California now, too.
Really?
You can just do those little
those
kind of
look like organs. Like, they don't even look like ears that much.
Yeah, no, they're not very well.
They have a bite taken out of them.
Oh.
That's cool.
So they're bitten off with a bite out of
they
them.
They look like the embryo at the end of 2001, kind of.
Dude, imagine being like the other guy. Like Mike Tyson is just
Vander Holyfield?
Yeah, just Tyson is just making like so much money and jokes and like about chopping your fucking ear off.
Yeah, he got more. He got somehow more endearing for assaulting you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to a
people forgot he raped a girl because he assaulted you.
But I was talking to a couple comics about this, and they were like, well, if you understand his brain, Mike Tyson grew up in a crazy like life. And
he had
like
200 arrests. But here's what he had 200 arrests before he was 18 or some crazy. He's from Brownsville. He had like a crazy life. But the real thing is he could never beat Evander Holyfield. He fought Buster Douglas and lost because he was ducking Evander Holyfield. Then he got the rape charge. So Evander Holyfield was piecing him up. Whoa. And that's why Mike Tyson bit his fucking ear off.
Oh my god!
I had no idea.
Is his ear fixed, Evander Holyfield?
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine.
He just took a little bit out of it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure.
He had reconstructive surgery on it, I think.
Oh my god!
I'm pretty sure he could afford it. I think that fight was like $400 million.
You know what? That shit's pussy. Because he spit it out. Mike Tyson should have taken a bite out.
He should have swallowed
and ate it. Should
have ate his nose.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
relax, dude.
You gotta bite somebody really hard to do that. And I guess it would be really hard to say I didn't do it.
Is it cake?
Who knows? I fucking love Is It Cake.
All right? You watched it. We talked about it for an hour the other day.
You're on that show?
Pull up the trailer for Is It Cake. There's multiple
Wait,
sets.
You're on it?
Yeah, it's my multiverses.
Yeah.
What do you
it's
mean?
It's basically the Spider-Verse, but it's all Zach.
Yeah, it's Into the Spider-Verse, but me.
I don't understand what's going on.
You got to see this guy.
Okay. Oh, it's just, it's like a guy that looks like you.
Wait, bring it up.
It looks exactly like him.
It's just, yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah, oh yeah, God. Yeah. That is your Miles Morales.
And then Fortune finds there's a judge on it. I'm like, there's too much me on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I cake?
They wanted to get a bunch of people that look like cake.
Hey, everybody. The price of everything has been going up. Gas, rent, groceries, especially if you're me. But you know something that's not going to be up in 2022?
The price you're of a cock because you're so high on Kratom.
The price of a kilo at yokratom.com. Guys, it's 2022. No one should have to go without their Kratom. Unless you don't do Kratom, don't start doing it because of this ad.
But I started doing it because of one of these ads, and now I'm so glad that I'm not a homeless Kratom addict because I get my low, low prices on Kratom from yokratom.com.
Absolutely. You don't have to go to a gas station, a smoke shop, or a bodega to buy a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can get $60 kilos delivered right to your effing door. So go into 2022 feeling secure, knowing that Yo Kratom prices are going to stay at $60 a kilo. Thank you so much for supporting the show, Yo Kratom. You do so much good shit for our network, and we love you. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show. All right, let's keep going.
What's going on?
Southwest passenger masturbates four times in front of women.
It was the same junior high school kid from that banana scene.
Tell us about it, ladies.
Yeah.
So there was a guy on the plane. Apparently, he claims that he asked her that before he pulled his penis out of his pants if it was okay if he did that. And he claims that she was like, whatever. And he thought that was kinky. And so he then proceeded to pull down his pants and his shorts and masturbate. And he did this during the it was only like a 2.5 hour flight. So
he got four batches off in 2.5 hours?
Yes.
That's crazy, dude.
Good for Southwest him. Is like a short run airline. It's like they're doing international flights.
In your head, if it's super hot, I think I would be able to do two back to back. If it's like super hot to
four,
you.
Four though? How old is this guy?
2.5 hours. I could do that.
I could do that.
I'll do that right now.
I could do that in 5 minutes.
Yes, you can do that.
Just hearing that. Just hearing that made me, I could do two right now.
I think two, back sure.
All right, guys, insane. Bathroom break.
I have to go pee for 4 hours. Yeah, good for him. Good for that guy.
No, I think he's getting in trouble now. Shannon, no. Tell us about it.
Obviously.
So he was placed on the no-fly list. They arrested him.
He's got to wear sweats now.
They arrested him as soon as he got off the plane, but I don't think that they held him, but he is currently on the no-fly list. Mm. Lifetime ban from traveling Southwest.
Oh.
So many other airlines.
Yeah.
That's your punishment? Yeah. You don't get charged with sexual...
I can't go to Arizona? Who the fuck cares?
He's probably getting charged with sexual assault or whatever.
Okay. They don't stop you during... they're like, hey, listen, let's just land this thing. And then we'll deal with it.
Yeah, after the first time where they're like, stop, just don't do that again.
Imagine thinking to yourself, if this guy jerks off a fourth time, I'm telling
I'm
hitting the button.
Look,
if this guy comes a fourth time on this flight.
This is Southwest Airlines. Our pilot masturbated twice today.
I think he's going to need another beverage. He's dehydrated.
Said that, she snapped photos. I don't have them, though, of him. And then she said he used both his left and right hand to pleasure himself for about an hour before he finally fell asleep.
Switch hitter.
So, and then when he fell asleep is when she asked for her seat to be moved.
She waited until he tuckered himself out?
Yeah.
Which was probably instantly because he's masturbated four times.
Yeah.
How old was the woman?
Old enough to party.
I don't have the ages.
This dude's got to be built like Popeye, right? He's just he's jerking off.
Yeah, he just squeezed his dick and a bunch of cum came out and it went right in his mouth.
Come. I'll gladly pay you tomorrow for a hand job today. I'm so confused. He held her at dick point for an hour on this flight.
Were
and
they
no
sitting
one
next
else
to
noticed?
Each other?
They must have been sitting
they were sitting next to each other.
My question is, was she hot?
Yeah, I want to see her.
That's what I want to know.
I just found a picture. I believe this is the guy.
Lewis.
I'm just kidding. That's just for the audio listeners.
No, that's a, that.
That guy looks like
not a terrible looking dude.
Yeah, not that bad.
I feel like this is a man.
What?
Who read a lot of
living Beastie Boys?
He read a lot of signals wrong in a row.
He does look like Ad Rock.
Yeah, there you go.
He looks like he was hot, like really hot when he was younger.
Oh God.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
With all that information you have, you could still say that?
I could still say if someone looks attractive when they're younger.
No, no.
Dude, imagine how many times he could come in a night when he was fucking 15.
Oh, man, that's Johnny Four comes.
he was Johnny 23 back then.
Yeah, yeah, hey.
I feel like this guy, probably not a good guy, but I feel like this wasn't malicious. I think he read a lot of signals wrong in a row. And I think he thought they were flirting. And then I think he was like, you know what I bet she'd love?
If I whip my dick out right now.
If I jerked off in front of her.
No.
I just think there's too much information for you to be like, no, she's into this. This is good. Like, you know that you shouldn't be whipping your
once
dick out masturbating
is,
on the plane.
Is maybe understandable. You go, you read that, and she goes, ew, no. And then
yeah.
It's, I think
well, I'm not finished.
You're not getting in any more trouble for continuing to jerk off after you've jerked off.
On that's also probably what went through his head. He's like, well, look, I did it once.
Double jeopardy. It's like when you get an open container summons and the cop lets you finish the beer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's see how many nuts you can get off on this thing.
Look, it's been opened already. Let's jerk off four times. Insane. 2-hour flight. Where was he going?
Hold on 1 second. From Seattle to Phoenix.
Told you.
And like a phoenix.
Yeah.
His penis rose.
And they said that their authorities were waiting for him when they landed. And when he was interviewed by the FBI.
To high five him?
Hopefully not.
Just give you a little elbow.
When he was interviewed by the FBI in Phoenix, he allegedly admitted to his shocking behavior.
The FBI.
And was slapped.
Being
with
an FBI agent. You fucking sign up for that to fucking fight terrorists, and they were like, hey, this guy jerked off four times. He's like, isn't that a TSA's job? Like, I don't think that's my jurisdiction as an FBI agent.
They're like, look, we need someone to be able to jerk off that much in 2 hours. There's a big terrorist attack.
He's in the
Menace Derek
Goats room now.
Yeah. There's a big terrorist attack being planned on the White House.
What I have here is called the Avengers Initiative.
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson walks in. Man. Oh, there you go.
Dude, on my flight the other day, they made a huge thing because a guy fell asleep with his mask off. How does somebody jerk off four times and nobody?
He had a blanket. That's like the mask for your cock.
Okay. Oh, all right. Blanket on?
Yeah.
That's probably how he got away with it, because if you're sitting next to someone and they're like moving.
Also, she was probably like, wow, he's probably pretty financially stable. He paid for the extra blanket.
And he can also fucking jerk off on a plane and doesn't feel any.
But also, people jerk off on the subway. You see them like shaking their
subway
leg
is $275. If I'm paying $300 for a flight,
it's just like it's easy for people to do.
To be fair, that's their house.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Not with the new mayor involved.
Yeah,
Eric, whatever's.
Maybe there should be.
What's his last name?
Adams.
Adams. Eric Adams.
Maybe you should pay like an upgrade. There should be like, listen, for an extra $60,
jerk
you
class?
Get one nut.
No, he just walks into the plane and he goes, can I have first class? They're like, what? No. And he's like, I will jerk off four times if I don't get first class. Okay, sure.
Four times? Sir, we can see
this is a 2.5-hour flight and we're going to Phoenix. We're going from one not sexy place to another sexy place. I would understand if we were going to Vegas, very sexy, I would be jerking off.
I have one more piece of information. This is a quote from the woman that observed this. Mm-hmm. And it said she suspected that the guy McGarity ejaculated because he licked a white substance from his fingers.
Oh
my Lord.
That's the worst part.
That is the worst part. That's the worst part.
Oh, he's a cum eater? Lock him up and throw away the key. We don't tolerate cum eaters on this program.
Yeah, now I don't respect him.
Oh, man, what an animal.
I knew they had discontinued Dunkaroos on flights. Like, what was that white substance?
Yeah. Ew, did you just eat your own cum? That's what I would say to him. Was there someone in the middle?
Oh, was it the three-seater?
The three-seater.
It's just me sleeping in the middle.
Yeah.
Without your mouth.
You're going like this.
and there's a little piece of cum going.
All right, let's look at this. Now, this is a great opportunity since we have a female guest today. How you interpret this image determines if you have a male brain or a female brain. So we are either going to learn something or be very embarrassed right now.
What if you have a dog brain? Like this piece of shit right here. Like, do you guys like laughing or like what's your deal? I mean, is this NPR? What are we doing?
This is very fun, buddy.
I want to know if I have a male brain or a female brain.
Or a dog brain, am I right?
Fucking hit it. So the other day we learned I have 52-year-old ears.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Because Shannon brought up a thing that was tones you're only supposed to hear.
Because they
could
come four times on a flight.
Whoa.
Tones you can only hear at a certain age. And everyone else is sitting here going, make it stop. And I'm like, I don't hear anything.
Wow, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, so you have high frequency hearing loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, from what, you think?
Because I played in a band for years and I used to stand in front of the
the woofer.
Yeah, do you have tinnitus too?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and I can hear like
tinnitus.
I hear like the whoosh sound sometimes when it's silent.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
she's Brendan going, Brendan.
Brendan.
So let's
laugh at my jokes.
Let's see this male brain versus female brain.
So what you have to tell us is whether you think the guy is running away or toward you.
Toward.
Away. Oh, I thought he was running to the light.
Yeah.
Away. Okay, so that actually works out perfectly because men see the man running toward you, women see it running away.
Ah, you're a lady.
Oh, you fucking dog brain. You fucking dog brain bitch.
Oh wow.
You fat titty dog brain hoe.
That does explain my pussy. Anyway, what's the next one? No, but like, look, let's go back to it. I'll explain what I'm doing. So that foot that's up, you think that's coming at you?
I mean, that's his right hand, like, I could see that too.
No, because if he's going this way, you can see. I just don't.
This is obviously his fucking left foot.
Yeah, you see the foot too.
You see the
toes are that way.
You see the curve.
And now
I only see it coming towards me.
Yeah, me
the
too.
Right calf is going out like that, which is only a view you can get
on,
from the back.
On the right there, that looks like it could be like an arm that could be going the other way, but that's the only thing.
He also has a shadow running away.
Yeah, there's
yeah,
so
because
much.
The light's behind him.
Or in front of
where the way the shadow would be.
All right, let's move on to another thing that'll call me a motherfucking...
I can tell you a little bit more about what each of them means.
Yeah, please.
So if you see the man running away from you, this suggests your analytical skills and reasoning are at their max. You rely on your senses and reasoning, and you don't rush when making a decision.
If you see them running away from you, you're gay.
Your brain is at its best when you immerse yourself in something creative or you're creating something from scratch.
Oh, some bitch wrote this.
Yeah.
You're a great multitasker, and you have an amazing memory. Oh, no.
You're just great. If you see the lady one, you're just awesome in every way and shape possible.
And if you see it running towards you, you're cake.
Yeah. What does it mean if the person's running away from you?
Hold on.
That's what she just said.
That's, yeah.
Oh. Oh.
It means you're bad at listening.
I thought it was going to be like...
What do you tell a meandering story, dog brain?
Yeah.
Tackle, snack, tackle, dead.
Start rapping over it. Come on, Eminem.
You know what it is. I'm the Gessle Snake.
And what's it mean if you have a boy brain?
Okay, so if you see, you try to solve your problems and pass life's difficult obstacles using your spot-on analytical skills and good reason.
Spot-on?
You learn very quickly once you become curious about something. That's when you focus all your energy on it until you come up with an idea of how to approach it. By juggling numerous jobs at once is not your forte. You're not a good multitasker, and you'd rather focus on one thing at a time.
That sucks. Let's go on to another one, okay?
Is there any other
therapy?
Test like that?
Yeah. Who wrote this? Was it a man or a woman?
That doesn't matter. Whoever did is
sorry,
educated.
Sorry, I forgot that it was 2022. You're right. It does not matter. They could be a they, them, or a comb.
But if someone who's doing this has the education to back
if they're
them
Puerto
up.
Rican, they're one of those switchblade combs.
Yeah.
If they're black, they're a
dude, I watched West Side Story last night. I watched the 1961 West Side Story, and it was so fucking good, and it's so funny. But I love that it's like, racist in a way where it's like this movie's racist because it's about Puerto Rican. No, it's about Puerto Ricans versus white people, but it's racist because the Puerto Ricans are just white people with like mud on their faces.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Did you watch the new one?
No, I'm going to watch it this weekend.
What is sometime. That?
There's a new West Side Story.
Yeah, I know.
But on HBO.
Is it just Puerto Ricans versus Dominicans?
No, it's Puerto
is
Ricans
it they's versus... versus thems?
I assume they were just doing In the Heights too.
No, but there is a them. Is and there? They really hammer it down.
There's a them in the old one too.
Yeah, but they're just a tomboy.
Yeah, they just want to be.
They really fucking hammer it in that look what we got, look what we found.
My life is harder than it has to be because when I was younger I thought I was a man or something. I don't know what I am.
No, in the new one, it
can
was
I have near- some of the Coke Brendan did earlier?
It's called the Mike Tyson gummies. Get into it.
They're trying to like make it time appropriate. Like it's back then still, but all the Jets just sound like they're doing John Mulaney.
That's hilarious
because that's their interpretation of it how is everyone very talks.
They say "Daddy-O" all the time in the old one. Daddy-O.
It was very odd. I don't know. I didn't.
The music's a little strange. There's, I mean, the
Tony and Maria in the new one were not good, and they didn't really? Like hold.
They were so good in the old one, but the songs are like. They're kind of like fuck with my ears because they're like very jazzy. It's like it, there isn't like a it's like when you're a jet, you're a jet.
I hate musicals. Can we move on?
Why do you hate
musicals?
Why do you hate musicals?
They're so annoying.
Are they?
And then people like this like it, and it's like not my vibe, you know?
Who, me?
Dog braids?
Dog braids?
All right, so is there a musical you like?
South Park movie?
I like the Blame Canada song. It's a fun song.
There you go. So you like musicals?
No, I like fun songs. I just don't like Jersey I watched Boys? In the Heights. I tried to watch. It's everything that they say. It's a song.
Watch
and it was
the
so
old West
annoying.
Side Story.
I've seen the old West Side Story. I just like don't like it.
What about Little Shop of Horrors?
No, never seen it.
That would be
the choreography in these movies and musicals are amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
When you're a jet.
Maybe pull up another couple of these tests, Shen.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I also don't like theater kids.
Who likes theater kids?
A lot of people like
theater. Not theater kids.
Yeah.
No,
theater kids, I feel like theater and band were just a way for nerds to fuck.
Yeah, I didn't know. I wish I knew that in high school because I lost my virginity at 21.
I tried out for a play in community college.
Wow, I wonder which story I want to hear.
Wait a minute. What was Lily's story?
You didn't even hear.
I didn't hear it. I was thinking about my thing.
I was just sitting here going, me.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome me. To show business.
What was your story?
I just said,
Feeny and Cannon aren't here. Daddy gets to talk.
Now I'm the headliner.
Lily, please.
I was just saying that I lost my virginity at 21.
Nice.
In a community theater.
Awesome. Yeah. Where on like a
community college.
Yeah, but where set the tone?
The butt.
How did your pussy feel?
I mean, it was very fast.
Right.
But yeah, I just like
to who? What was his name?
I was like, it was a 30-year-old I had met at a bar, and I was 21, and I was like, oh, perfect, because he kept saying he had a little dick, and I was like, great way to ease into
oh,
it.
I remember when we did that.
Yeah.
Guess I'll snack. Guess I'll snack.
All right. Give it to him. I'll take it.
All right. That's pretty good.
And so it was over quick.
It was over quick. And then.
Was his dick very little?
Yeah. Mm. Probably the smallest I've ever seen.
Oh, I remember when we had that night.
Stop.
We're going to need that audio. Okay.
How small are we talking? Because I have a friend that once described the guy's dick as could be a legal knife.
About 4 inches. I'm gonna need to hit that.
Stop giving him this power. It was like a baby carrot.
Baby carrot?
What?
That's like a baby crazy. Carrot.
It was like this big. Yeah, it was really small.
Oh, I mean, come on. Thick? That's a big baby carrot.
Yeah, that's a toddler carrot.
If honestly, I got a carrot. Yeah, it was like this size. There you go.
Was it that exact width and everything?
No, it was
is
a little
Is that why you carry that?
Yeah, just to remind me of him and the times we had.
I always admired the guys whose their game was, I have a tiny dick, and then girls would be like, nah, it can't be that bad. And then once it's out, it's out.
Yeah.
I've known multiple dudes who that was their game in high school.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. And one maybe sitting to the left.
Well, I do that.
He got accoutrement for his.
Yeah, I got my decorated.
I've seen him. I've seen your dick.
I'm sorry.
Everybody, I saw him staple his dick.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen your package.
Everybody's seen the little.
Wait, you've done the staple gun in the dick? I've only seen the
not
rat
on
trap.
Stage.
Oh,
you seen me rat trap my
dick? Yeah, I've seen your Billie Eilish.
Oh yeah,
staple his face.
Staple your face. Yeah, you're stapling all over. I was traumatized. I don't remember.
It was a lot. It's a lot for everybody the first time.
Yeah,
it's
I blacked
okay.
out.
So then did you ever see the guy again, or was it just a one?
No, it's a two-time thing, and then I saw him around, but that's about it.
You saw him around?
Yeah, because I worked at the bar.
Oh, okay. All right. Was it in a chair? Was it on a bench?
It was in a bed.
It was in a bed in the community theater?
No, we were making that part up, you dog brain.
No, it was at my apartment.
Oh. Then why? Okay, sure. All right. So it was in your apartment.
She lived in a community theater.
Yeah.
I don't like the lies anymore. All right. I'm very gullible. Okay. I was thinking about my thing. And then when we came back to old What's Her Tits, you guys started talking about community college or whatever. And now we're here. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
I lost my virginity.
No one wanted to fuck me in high school.
That can't possibly be true.
I 100%
high school. What?
Well, I went to a high school in California, so all the girls were like blonde. So then it like
then there had to be people that wanted to fuck you, because if everybody's blonde,
no,
you probably just didn't know.
Yeah. No, like the teachers were fucking the students. I was trying to get with someone and not no
a teacher.
One. I was putting everything out
there. There's a big difference between wanted to fuck you and would have fucked you.
Yeah.
So you probably just weren't putting it out there.
I think I was.
You definitely weren't.
What do you what?
Because we were all horny 16-year-old boys.
Yeah, and you're exactly. And
when you sit in class as a 15 or 16-year-old boy, you look around the classroom at every girl when you're bored, and you go, would.
Oh,
would.
I develop relationships with girls that sit in front of me because their thong stuck out on a Wednesday one time. And I was like, I will eventually ask this girl to be my girlfriend. And then the class ends, and I don't think about them anymore. Mm. Sad. So, yeah. You're probably, because you're having such a sexual awakening right now.
But I didn't go to prom because no one asked me. I feel like that's
rejection's
the time.
Scary. I'll take you to prom.
Oh, thanks, Brendan.
Aww.
As long as it's in a community theater. You're gonna have to hit that button right now.
He's on fire.
My prom date fell asleep
during sex.
No, not
heroin nuts.
No, she had a fucking allergic reaction the morning of prom. So
she was allergic to fat guys.
Yeah. She was allergic to going to prom with you.
And so she was on a bunch of medication, and we got to prom, sat down at the table, and she fell asleep for the entire time. Oh my God. I just sat there next to her politely.
I danced
with a blanket over himself, jerking off four times.
The girl I lost my virginity to, her name was Dervla. She
are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Where's this name from?
India or Ireland.
Yeah, she went to a school two times.
Her dad was from India.
Sounds like a prescription.
Prescription for making me upset and sad. Because she broke up with me a week before prom. She was going to my after prom, and she was like, I'll still go to the after prom. And I was like, okay, because I'm a bitch. So I was like, okay. And then she was like, but we're not having sex. And I went, all right. And we were dancing at prom, and she was grinding up, and I got a boner, and she went, do you have a boner right now? And I
no, Dervla.
And I said no. When look, if you're 17 and you're going to your prom and you're going to dance on your chick and she says, do you have a boner? Say, you better fucking believe it.
Well, you should be like, I have a bunch of baby carrots in my pocket.
Yeah. I have a little pimple that's ready to pop, baby. But anyway, she made me feel bad. And I went to the table and I sat there and I ate my steak and I never danced again.
Ever in life?
No.
Because of Dervla?
Because of Dervla. I wonder how she's doing. I think she's.
I mean, there can't be too many dervilas out there.
Yeah, look them up, freaks. Look her up.
Find me the world's hottest dervila.
She also, we did have sex at the after prom, so, you know.
Wow.
She was.
Did she go, do you have a boner?
Boner, you loser.
Yeah.
Get out of me.
She wasn't very good for my confidence.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive.
Dervla is, it sounds like a Scrabble word.
Yeah, D-E-R-V-L-A.
Oh, I thought it was, I was going to say you.
She's going to say me like
I was
going
to say D-I-R.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
D-E-R-V-L-A.
Yeah.
It's like the name of a maid in a Disney movie.
Yeah. Dervla. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it... Her dad was from Ireland. No, her dad was from India. Her mom was from Ireland, and they both fucking hated me. One time...
She was a Ginger Mahal?
I don't know. Yeah.
That was just for you.
One time we got fucking hammered, and she was supposed to be home at like 10, and it's like 2, and I'm pulling up. I'm also drunk, and she's like in the passenger seat. She's like, I can't go in there. My dad's going to see me. I'm fucked up. You know, very strict dad. And I go... This is what you do. You go in, you just say, what up? I'm tired. Go straight to bed. Whatever. She leaves the car, gets into the house. I put it in reverse. He runs out. Why is my daughter drunk? And I'm hammered. So I'm like, you've always hated me. And he was like, what? Who the fuck are you?
I just want to be a part of your family.
Yeah. And I had blue hair at the time, too.
Do you have a boner right now?
Very funny, man.
Let's call it there.
Hell yeah, dude.
I like to end the episode on a big one and not make it stretch out. So thank you guys so much. That was so much fun. Thank you so much to our guests, Brendan Sagalow, Lily Michelle. Please check them out online. Go to Lily's Show in the City. Watch Here's the Scenario. Subscribe Hell to their Patreon.
Yes.
Notes of a Goon, High Society Radio. And I love you guys. Thank you for watching. Check out Lewis on the Road. I'll see you guys out there. I love you. My name is Zach Amico. We'll see you next week on the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.